News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, people with cancer are waiting too long for treatment in Ireland. That's the view of Dr. Michael McCarthy, consultant medical oncologist and secretary of the Irish Society of Medical Oncology. Michael, thank you for talking to us. How long are patients waiting?
Hi, Shane. So at the moment, in my own experience, there, I'm sure later today I'll be talking to five or six patients and saying, on the one hand, I think you should start chemotherapy as quickly as possible, and on the other hand, telling them that our waiting list is currently 6 weeks. You know, all the treatment slots we have in our day ward at the moment for the 6 weeks ahead are fully booked up. And I'm pretty convinced that it at this point that it all boils down to capacity, and I'm also convinced that it's not just a local issue. I think this is happening at many sites around the country. But just to put it into some context, over the past few years, we've worked very hard as a whole team to reconfigure how we deliver chemotherapy to maximise efficiencies in a cost-neutral way. So we've added a nurse-led pre-assessment so that all the checks the patient would need before having chemotherapy are carried out in advance. Our pharmacy have started manufacturing chemotherapy in advance of the patient arriving for their treatment, so that they're waiting to start when the patient arrives for their appointment. We've reconfigured how our NCHDs work to ensure that all the chemotherapy prescriptions are verified three days in advance.
NCHDs being?
Our junior doctors.
Yeah, okay.
They verify the prescriptions 3 days in advance. And our phlebotomists have even set up a phlebotomy clinic on Sunday mornings for cancer patients who are due chemotherapy on Mondays or Tuesdays. So when the patient again arrives for their appointment, the blood test results are there waiting for us.
You've streamlined it as much as you possibly can. What needs to happen, Michael? What could change this? Because I think we can all agree, if you've just been told you've got cancer, you don't want to wait 6 weeks, and we shouldn't expect anyone or ask anyone to wait 6 weeks.
Well, so we with these improvements over the past few years, we've added 30 to 40 treatment slots just by maximising efficiencies in our day ward per week. But the demand over this time is also rising. And so I'm increasingly convinced that it's a sheer matter of capacity. You know, we need the physical infrastructure. We need the rooms to put the chemotherapy chairs in. We need more nurses to administer the chemotherapy, and you know, we have the capacity to train nurses with the specific skills they need to be qualified to deliver chemotherapy. We've trained 8 nurses over the past few years, but it's a capacity issue.
So when you say, so are you talking about extensions in hospitals? Are you talking about new hospitals? What are we talking about here?
Well, luckily in Galway, we have on the National Development Plan a new ambulatory cancer service, which is in the early design phases now. But that's going to take, I would imagine, 5 to 10 years before it's built and functional. And other sites around the country who have infrastructure issues like that aren't lucky enough to have such developments on the NDP. It is physical space is a okay. limiting factor for many sites.
Just before I let you go, and look, it sounds like from what you've said that your productivity levels have improved in recent years, but there are reports in the papers today, not so much about oncology, but general hospital numbers, and they're saying that the number of outpatients seen in hospitals by per consultant has fallen by 30% since 2016. A lot of people will look at that and say we're getting less bang for our buck in hospitals, and that maybe is some of the reason why we have problems with capacity and long waiting lists in our hospitals. Do you have a view on that?
So the first thing I'd point out is that one of the things that the HSE and the department have done very well over the past probably 5 to 10 years now is appoint new consultants that were sorely needed. But just to give you, like, from my own personal experience, I remember starting my training in oncology here in Galway, and on a 3-hour clinic slot, there might be 60 to 80 patients booked in for 3 doctors to see, including the consultant. And it means in an environment like that, it means you can't really talk to a patient. You have to just get them in and get them out. And it wouldn't have been uncommon for a patient to arrive for an appointment at 3 o'clock and still be waiting to be seen at 8 o'clock in the evening. So that way of operating shouldn't be sustained in my point of view. And I think we're heading towards a point where in oncology, the patients are being seen and on time and processed through the system, but the block is in accessing the treatment delivery at the other side.
Okay. All right. It sounds like some reforms are needed, but as you say, a lot of capacity is needed as well. Dr. Michael McCarthy, Consultant Medical Oncologist, Secretary of the Irish Society of Medical Oncology, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.